Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12014, Horsey Family LLC, seeking a special use exception to use two manufactured home type structures as offices. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Hardscrabble Road, Route 20, and the southeast side of Asbury Road, Route 446. 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 231, Map 21, Parcel 22. We received zero letters of support, zero letter of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth during your testimony?
I do.
All right. If you would both take the podium, whoever's going to speak, and give your names and place of residence for the record.
Bobby Horsey, 14819 Sycamore Road, Laurel, Delaware. Speaking on behalf of the Horsey family. And the operator of our pits is Vulcan Materials, and I think Dan will be speaking on behalf of Vulcan. We're requesting to place two 14 by 60 office trailers for the use of one would be for the scale house for the scales, and the other one would be for the use of the employees of the sand pit. This parcel is 201 acres, and approximately 150 acres was approved as a conditional use for a bar pit back in 2012, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we've been mining since the original approval. The original conditional use site plan was approved in between Route 20 and the tax ditch is where the scale house was going to sit. Since then, we have they're applying for a revised site plan. Vulcan is actually going to move the trailers or the scale house and the office trailer behind the tax ditch back by the sand plant where the plant's going to sit and operate. And I think the trailer for the employees will be right adjacent to that.
On the east side of the entrance.
Dan Etnoyer, Vulcan Materials. Address is 207 West Market Street, Snow Hill, Maryland. But the employee building would be on the east side of our entrance coming in, and the scale house or scale trailer would be on the west side of the entrance behind all the trees.
So were the two structures, were they approved as part of the conditional use before in that site plan, and they're just being relocated? Or
yes, the office or the trailer for the scales was on the original site plan, conditional use site plan.
Okay.
But it was located in between the tax ditch on the entrance road, in between the tax ditch and Route 20.
Okay.
So we decided once when we cut in the entrance. When we cut in the entrance.
Right there.
We had decided not to locate the office trailer in that section, and we wanted to push it behind the tax ditch where the actual plant site's going to sit.
Okay. So they needed another. I mean, it sounds like if the trailer was already approved as part of the original conditional use.
He attached it. I didn't see it in there.
Is the mobile home needs an actual special use exception.
It's right here.
So they would need both. They got the conditional use, and now they need the special use for the manufactured home type structure as the scale building and the office.
Okay.
So while it's shown on the site plan for the conditional use, it technically needs the special use.
No, I just want to make sure I knew what we were approving. I'm not trying to create problems.
So this says 2008 it was approved.
Yeah. That was the borrow pit. So the borrow pit would have gone through planning and zoning and county council get approved as an ordinance as a conditional use. And I just wasn't sure if that trailer was approved as part of that process or not. It sounds like maybe
they're
not.
Two separate processes. Okay. They could have shown it on the conditional use. However, that does not approve the use of the building.
And it doesn't have final site plan approval at this stage, or it does?
It does, but they're revising it, so staff's going to review it again.
They'll clean it up.
And the maximum is for a period of 5 years.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you understand that, and
correct.
You'd have to reapply. You don't have plans for a permanent structure there?
Not at this point, but, we'll see. The big thing is behind the trees and
sure.
The bar pit probably had a time period on it too, didn't it? Was that one of the ones that had reviews on it?
5 years we got.
Yeah.
Annual reviews and a 5-year staff review, I think it is.
Yeah.
Like that. There was something in the approval.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
And do you receive those?
Yes. Yeah. The staff come out. It was either this year or late last year they come out and did it.
Should have been in 2013. Again, next year.
From when they got, when they actually began is when that 5-year began, but we just, we do have, they are in compliance with their conditional use. Staff can attest to that.
It was approved in 2008, boy, time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
Okay, well, let's see if there's any questions, and I'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Well, the question before us, in your opinion, will your request substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
No, sir.
Okay. No other questions?
I don't have any questions at this time.
Mr. Ricker?
The question's been answered, special use exception.
Okay. Mr. Portman?
No questions, they already answered it.
I have no questions. Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that they do not feel that the application will substantially affect the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, nor did we hear testimony to the contrary. I make a motion that we approve case number 12,014 for a period of 5 years.
Okay. Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,014 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Portman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Madam Scalloway, for the previous reason that been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,014 is approved.
Thank you.
For five